Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, I don't think we should talk about this.
Come on, why not?
People might misunderstand what we're trying to say, you know?
No, but that's a part of life.
And the radio might not want to play this record either.
But everybody has sex.
I know, but everybody should be making love.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying?
Come on.
Let's talk about sex, baby.
Hey, what's up, you sports V's? You guys know what time it is. It's 6 p.m., and it's time for Ask Miss V Sports. I'm actually going to be your host today, I guess. This is me, the toy lady, and normally I have the actual host of this show, James Acevedo, with me, but he'll probably be on shortly. We ain't going to say he's at my age. But we got a big sports week going on, big sports week. One of those things where we're just like, damn. So I'm going to start off with the Red Wings going to the playoffs. And y'all know how much I love the Red Wings. So I want to know what you guys think their chances are of winning farther. I know they barely got in, but still got to deal with it, you know. Being in the playoffs, they actually play... Let's see. What is up? I think they play tomorrow or they play tonight. I tell y'all, I ain't really been watching. And I know y'all like, wow, you sound so monotone. I know. I'm not used to hosting this show. So, there's a lot going on. We've got Aaron Hernandez, who got convicted, found guilty of the murder, and they've postponed his next trial. We've got
hello.
The Tigers who are saying, hey.
Hello. Sorry. I totally apologize to the audience and everything. Just had a little emergency I had to take care of real quick. Sorry, everybody. Some business
That's
I had to
all
take
right.
care of. I'm sorry. No, it's not cool. It's not cool. I feel bad. I'm sorry. You know, I just, you know, things came up. I just had to take care of real quick. But I'm here now. That's what's important.
Good, because I was like, damn, I got to do this by myself?
No, you know, no. That ain't going to happen. Trust me.
I ain't used to doing this by myself.
Oh, by myself. No, that will never happen. Trust me. Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm sorry to the V's After Dark audience. Radio audience, I'm sorry. I had a meeting. I had to take care of blah, 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 business stuff. You know, it's boring to people that listen to the show. I'm talking about, but I just hate, you know, stuff. I'm sorry. I am just sorry. I feel bad. It's, you know, very unprofessional. I'm sorry. Well, now we're on here, so let's continue.
I was talking about Aaron Hernandez. And his dad's being found guilty. I want to know people's opinion on that, you know, because that's a really big thing. I mean, I'm going to give my personal opinion. I didn't know who the fuck he was anyway. And so after they played pro football, that doesn't mean that he was irrelevant. It just means that, you know, from everything I'm gathering, I guess he thinks he's something that he's not and has a bad temper. And just from what I've read, I mean, I'm not going to say I'm not impressed, but I have more of a problem with his girlfriend. Oh, but before we get to that, tell my girlfriend,
yeah.
the love of my life is back in the news again.
Really?
We know who that
Sterling's
is, right?
It's back. What happened? This is news to me.
You didn't hear about it? Oh, my God, where you been?
No,
well, let me
tell
you about what happened. With the love of my life is back in the news.
Okay.
Because you know his wife sued Reese Viviano. So his wife sued the society, and they won. This bitch won in court against society by saying that they were happily married and that she did all this stuff to him. Now,
what?
I ain't never met. Yes. So you know what? She needs to go patting that damn pussy of hers. Because her pussy is so powerful, it make a motherfucker give you millions of dollars in a car.
My.
But they actually won. Yes, they won yesterday in court.
Wow.
So she's got to pay like $800.
So let me get this straight. Right now. You mean to tell me when the wife, you know, wanted to say, well, all that stuff that he gave on the side, meanwhile, that she knew what was going on. Let's be honest. She knew that he had a side piece that that actually was accepted in court and actually it won in the wife's favor?
Yes.
Wow. Wow.
I'm shocked.
You know what? Now, wow, this opens the door for a lot of things for a lot of people. Because last time I checked, if I give a gift, regardless of what the situation is, it's a gift. You know what I'm saying? And
I'm telling you, side pieces got to watch their ass now.
I'm sorry. Now I'm sounding like, well, I'm supportive of like these fucked up relationships. But it's not that. I'm looking at a total different point of view on this. I'm talking about, like, the wife knew about this side piece, okay? This was no shock. And even if she didn't know, the guy, you know, it wasn't like she found her way. I mean, she kind of did, but you know what I'm saying? She didn't force the guy to give him a condo and all this other shit, okay? He gave it to her. It's giving. Wasn't forced upon his will to do that. So you know what? Oh, well, it happened. Move on. I'm sorry. The wife sounded like she's being real greedy. It just like with, you know, her team at the time temporarily and all this other shit and her trying to put – remember that time when she wanted to put herself as a number one Clipper fan? Get the fuck out of here.
Well, guess what? She said that Lisa Viano ruined their life because they were forced to sell the Clippers because of her releasing the dog on tape with him saying this. She gored him by being seen in public, taking pictures with him at all these ball games. Grant you, he's the owner of the team. He ain't letting nobody sit next to him, okay?
Mm-hmm. I mean, he was in public with the bitch. You know what I'm saying? The pitches all over the place. Come on. See, that's why that should have been thrown out. I'm sorry. That should have been thrown out.
Well, they're appealing it, but side pieces beware.
Come on. That's crazy.
If you're a hoe and you run your mouth, you're going to get sued and you're going to lose. That's all they're saying.
Well, let's be honest. If you're a real side piece, and especially if you're a little more higher up, if you're a mistress, you shut the fuck up. You just do you. You get what you get, and that's it. You don't put yourself in that situation where the wife should know you like that. I'm just saying.
But he did put her in that situation. Let's keep it real, because if he really didn't want nobody to know about her, he wouldn't even take a picture in public with her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but that's what makes no sense. He didn't even make it a secret. She was on sideline with him, you know, on the court side. I mean, sideline. I'm thinking football. But he was on court. She was on court side with him. Come on, that's ridiculous. I'm sorry. It's just stupid. I mean, we all said this when she wanted to file that lawsuit. Like, well, really? Hello, that's called her being a side piece, and he just did what a guy would do. Well, he has a side piece. He paid for a condo, paid for whatever the fuck she had, maybe for the sex change, you know, because I still think she looked kind of managed, let's be honest. Be real.
Everybody's saying that.
I'm just saying, hey, exactly, hey.
But she doesn't she have a child, but she has a child.
Well, I'm just saying. So we don't
either
get
way,
to
just...
so slander. I'm saying she does, but I'm not saying she is transsexual, okay? I'm just saying she kind of looks manly. There are some women that are real women that look manly. She's one of them. I'm not saying that she's a transsexual. I'm just saying she just looks a little manly. I'm just saying her hands look big. Her hands look big. I'm just saying. I'm just saying. That's all I'm saying. That's my opinion. I'm not saying that's fact. That's, you know, gotta protect our ass here, you know, because now with this lawsuit going through, you know, now we gotta really watch our ass.
I know, we gotta watch what the fuck we say. You know, so we gotta watch everything we say, you know, now.
That's so stupid. That is ridiculous. That really is. Oh my God, what's wrong with our judicial system? Seriously. Come on. That should be thrown the fuck out.
I can't believe you didn't hear about this. I mean, where the hell have you been?
No, well, you know, I guess I had my head up my ass. I know about everything at this. Obviously, hey, I'm going to keep it real. You know me. I guess I didn't notice that because I go to, Ms. V, I go to Bleacher's Report. I go to Breaking News. I see nothing about this shit. Nothing.
It happened yesterday.
Nothing. Yeah, but I didn't see nothing. Not even on Twitter from other people. Wow, really? This should have been more talked about then. I guess it wasn't as big a deal as it should be. To me, this is a big deal. No.
You know what? Let me go pull it up. I'll tell you where it's at.
Now, when I say it's a big deal, I'm not saying because it's Donald Sterling and the mistress. I'm talking about
it's because it's Trapeze Law.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm just saying in general. This is a game changer here. This is a game changer here. Oh, my God. You know, fuck that Donald, okay, we all know this is why it's put in the light, because it's Donald Sterling. You know, Donald Sterling and his wife and his side piece, but now this opens the door for all this other shit, where the wife, you know, or whoever is pissed off at the side piece could get back at the side piece now. Oh, look, this one got this. Oh, she found a way to get all this stuff. Like, come on, man. I'm sorry. Not
here.
Condone marriage, get up by that and stuff like that, but I'm just saying, to be fair, he wasn't forced to do that.
Listen, in Los Angeles Times, here we go, I'm going to read this, and it's also on the Huffington Post.
Mm-hmm. Oh, the Huffington Post, yeah.
And TMZ had it on there, apparently. Mm-hmm. Here we go, I'm going to read it, and this is from USA Today. Judge ruled Lee Siviano must return $2.6 million to Shelley Sterling. I'm going to read this to you. So, if anybody want to know, this is from yesterday, which was text day. But my damn computer is still loading. I should have really printed. Okay, here it is. The billionaire wife of former Los Angeles Clippers owner Donald Sterling got her revenge against a woman he secretly showered with gifts and whose recording of his racially offensive rant cost him ownership of the team. Shelley Sterling's victory Tuesday in Los Angeles Superior Court will force Lee Siviano to surrender a $1.8 million duplex and return $800,000 lavished on her in cash handouts and several luxury cars, including a Ferrari, during a shadowy relationship. Shelley Sterling claimed that Siviano seduced her 80-year-old husband and manipulated him to give up community property the couple amassed through a real estate rental empire built over six decades of marriage. The award is a trifle for Sterling, but represents triumph over a younger woman who covered up to her husband in public, told others she was the next Mrs. Sterling, and caused them shame when the recording surfaced. Siviano's recording toppled her husband and took us both down. Shelley Sterling testified at trial last month. We lost the team. They were like another child. Siviano was partially undone by those same phone recordings. Everything that I have you given me from your heart without me begging or asking or throwing myself all over you. Siviano could be heard telling the billionaire in a clip played at trial to show they plotted to shield gifts from his wife. Judge Richard Froin Jr. rejected arguments by Siviano's lawyer that the gifts were made when Donald and Shelley were separated and that Shelley Sterling couldn't seek them from a third party. Attorney Matt, or whatever his name is, that's the fucked up last name, said he and his client were disappointed and would appeal the ruling, which is tentative and will become final in 15 days if there are no objections. the judges are supposed to interpret the law, not make them, he said in an email. The ruling comes nearly a year after the recording of Sterling telling Stevie Allen not to associate with black people, caused an uproar and led the NBA to ban him for life from and fine him $2.5 million. With the NBA threatening to seize the team, Shelly Sterling got hold of a family trust by showing her husband had signs of Alzheimer's disease and negotiated a record $2 billion sale to ex-Microsoft CEO Steve Ballmer. Her husband failed to block the sale in court and has sued his wife and the NBA in federal court. The couple presented a united front at the Siviano trial discussing their enduring love for each other. Testimony shed light on the nature of the unusual three-way relationship that lasted about 2.5 years. Wait a minute, where am I? Shelly Sterling said she assumed Siviano was her husband's... Get this. Shelly Sterling said she assumed Siviano was her husband's mistress. Siviano and Donald Sterling denied having sex. She referred to him as a father figure and lover. Donald Sterling, who was incredibly... Oh, my God. I can't pronounce that word, and I know how to read. That his wife had described them at one point as being estranged. Yeah, I am. Referred to the 32-year-old Siviano as an ex-friend. Shelly Sterling and Siviano didn't hide their disdain for each other. Shelly Sterling said Siviano had been nasty to her and taken advantage of her husband and didn't deserve millions in gifts. Siviano called Sterling the Wicked Witch of the West and said she hated her. Sterling initially sought about $3.6 million for Siviano, a figure an accountant said was a conservative estimate of the gifts that included the $240,000 Ferrari, a Bentley and a Range Rover, extravagant spending sprees, and world travel. After Sterling said he was having difficulty connecting all the money to Siviano, lawyers for Sterling reduced their claims to $2.8 million based on evidence and Siviano's own admission. Frew awarded all of that for $200,000, saying he had no credible evidence to support Siviano's guess that she rang up hundreds of thousands of dollars on Donald Sterling's credit card.
Mm-hmm.
But, so, seriously, the side piece just lost in court. But they're appealing it. I mean,
you
I don't call it a Victor Wicked Witch.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
I'll call that bitch the Wicked Witch also. I mean, seriously, bitch. Your husband don't want to be seen in public with you. He wasn't seen in public with me.
You know, Ms. V, you know, well, you know what I love about you and
what?
Why we get along? Because we read between the lines. You know what this is when I really think about it? Remember, in California law, going back to the very beginning of this, it's almost a year now, which is scary to think it's almost a year, because this happened, I think, last year in June or late May, when all bullshit started.
Uh-huh.
California law, now correct me if I'm wrong, because remember, you're the smart one here, she recorded him illegally, right? So
yep.
When that wasn't done nothing about with that, this is a way of getting back at her. It's almost like with O.J., you know, okay, he got away with murder. So when the memorabilia thing came up, okay, now we got you. Same thing with Suge Knight with the shit he's going through, with all the shit that he possibly was involved with. Karma. You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying they're using this excuse to get back at this bitch. Because
but you know what? It ain't going to work because it's going to be appealed to a higher court. And
well, it should be.
I'm sorry.
It should be thrown the fuck out. And the appeals should be upheld. And I agree. It should be upheld. And that's bullshit for this case, for this scenario. Because Donald Sterling gave her gifts as a side piece. It wasn't forced. He wasn't tricked. Whatever. He knew what he was doing. She knew what.
A gun,
you know,
wasn't held to his head.
And guess what? Here's the big key. She knew all along. So she's just doing this out of spite. Okay? So get the fuck out of here with that. That's bullshit. That it's amazing that it even went far to be upheld in court, let alone have all this as a decision made. That's ridiculous. I'm sorry. It's just stupid. That's retarded. It's just dumb. That's come on. Because now this opens the door for all every other, you know, everybody that has a side piece or whoever. That, oh yeah, well this could happen. I could do it too. It's like Don Sterling's wife. I could have a, you know, open a press charges and, you know, come on now. Come on. That's ridiculous. She's doing it out of spite because she's pissed. Meanwhile, she fucking knew all along. That's what's bullshit about this. She knew all along. Give me a fucking break. It's all because of money. It's all because of money. And, you know, she was getting shit that she felt she deserves because she had to deal with his ass, infidelity ass. Let's be honest. Bullshit.
Hey, tell us how you really feel.
Well, hey, let me know if you disagree. Oh, you agree or whatever? I don't disagree.
I'm just saying, you know, I just had to bring up because this is Ask Miss Lee Sports that the love of my life was back in the news again. I'm just shocked that more people weren't talking about it.
Yeah, I'm shocked too. I had no idea. It's just crazy. It's crazy. Now, like I said, I have to say this again. I don't condone what he did or whatever. I'm just saying that's not right. As far as, you know, the rules of etiquette, you know, because we grew up, you know what I'm saying? Fuck the law, all that shit. You know what I mean by fucking the law. I don't mean fuck the law in general, but yeah, as far as this is fucking retarded. It's stupid. That is so stupid. Now, what's this going to be called? The Indian giver rule? This is law?
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Come on. That's ridiculous. He was not forced. Now, people are going to be saying, well, how do you know? You weren't there. Yeah, you're right. But guess what? We have common sense. I think I could bet my fucking life. He wasn't forced. She didn't, like you said, she didn't put a gun to his fucking head and all this, that.
I bet she sucked his dick. At least once.
Oh, yeah, that's obvious. Oh, once. Hiya, Bob. Trust me. I'm just saying. Come on, this is oh my god.
I'm just saying also, you know.
Oh my god. I have to talk about it.
Because I gave you some ammunition. You gotta go look this up now, don't you?
Oh, I'm pissed. I'm hyped. Well, this is ridiculous. It's ridiculous. Now see, like I have to say again. You condone, extramarital affairs. First of all, it's not my business.
No.
I don't condone it. But
this has nothing to do with extramarital affair. This has to do with the fact that from the extramarital affair, there was no child produced that we know of. But on top of that, since when does the wife get to sue the side piece? All you do is go beat that bitch ass real quick and keep it moving. That's what you do.
Now, even thinking deeper, you know what this is? Who's to say that she's not in cahoots with this fucking judge or whoever fucking made this ruling? I'm just saying. You know what I'm saying?
Probably something.
She got money. I'm just saying. You mean to tell me she don't know nobody in the county? In the justice system? I'm just saying. Be fair here. I don't like it.
Check the donation.
Follow the money trails, they say. Oh. Follow the money trail. I just don't like it.
Remember, judges are elected. Judges are elected. Find out how much money
bingo.
She contributed to his campaign.
Bingo. You hit it right in the head. Bingo. Was his name? Yes, exactly. Judges are elected. Yes. Yep. Bottom line, this is stupid. This is not right.
So did you have any other sports to talk about? Because I know that you did not anticipate that one coming out
no.
left field, did you?
But I'm glad you did. I'm glad you did because I'm hyped. Now I have something else to talk about tomorrow. I got to tell my co-host, Alana Evans, hey, we got to talk about this shit here. This shit here? This shit here, motherfucker? Oh, we're talking about this. Oh, this has got to be talked about. This ain't going to be sweeped under the rug. Oh, hell no. You know me. I don't fucking run for nothing. Bullshit. You know? I see that. If I'm a, you know, I see that as being filed as a case. I look at that and I fucking laugh at it. I wipe my ass with it. With that filing. You really wasting your time to come to the court system, you know, going to the court and file this lawsuit? Like, really? You really wasted people's time with this? Get the fuck out of my courtroom. That's what should have happened. Jesus Christ. That's so ridiculous. Oh, my God. Now I don't feel like, wow, what else is there to talk about? I'm just so pissed about this. It's not that I'm rooting for Amon, you know, the side piece side. I'm just saying in general, this is retarded. It's stupid.
Let's put it out there. We're not condoning what anybody has done. What we're saying is that it's wrong for the wife or spouse. Let's flip the script. If it were a man suing the husband, what can he be mistress, whatever, you know, the woman's lover, but they were still married.
Yeah.
And they win. I mean, this extramarital, let's put it out there, extramarital affairs have been going on since the earth was created.
Oh, please.
It's nothing new. But, and we're not condoning it. But the whole thing is that when you got these people out here messing around, I've never heard of, you know, normally the spouse, be it man or woman, when they find out about this, first of all, normally they'd be like, they penalize them, I mean. But when you sit here and go so far as to sue, you really look like a scorned ass bitch. We already know you scorned, but now you're trying to give ammunition to other women, which we know is not the case, that they can go on and sue their husband's mistress. And you really can't do that because at the end of the day, if this man, you know, you ain't going to have all of the mistresses aren't going to be with 80-year-old men who you claim are senile. You know, you're going to tell me that a 35-year-old woman who fucks a 50-year-old man can be sued because he decided that he didn't want his wife's pussy no more, but he's still fucking her too? That's not going to fly.
No. It's just ridiculous. It's just not right. I'm just saying. Like you said before, we don't know what's going on. It's just that it's out of pettiness. Because she knew. The bottom line is she knew about this shit. If she ever said it, I did it, she's a fucking liar. She knew. Oh, you're the dumbest bitch ever, because she was on TV and pictures all over the place. The fuck out of here.
First of all, she was probably at some of them games with them. Let's go look at look at what game her and Shelly Sterling were at the same game together.
The thing is, okay, let me even be more deep. Even if she didn't know, let's just say hypothetically she didn't know, she still would have the rights to say, you know what, I'm going to sue for the shit that my husband gave. No. Guess what? It happened. Even if you didn't know, it's still stupid for you to file a lawsuit on that. That's just out of petty, out of greed. Come on now. Let's follow the tracks.
You know what? I'm loving the fact that I got your go going. I never get you going, and you are going at it. This is a rare piece. I might have to do a retake because, okay, for those y'all who don't understand, James does not really get that upset about too many things. I mean, we're verbal and we're assertive about stuff. But to hear him this upset, hey.
Because I know what's going to lead. It's going to open. It's a Pandora's box that's open now. Because now all these other, you know, women, whatever, that they felt, you know, or whatever, they think they can do the same thing. Let me kick reality to you women out there. Unless you have her money and power, it's not going to be the same thing. That's just saying. This is one of the reasons. I guarantee you, she knows a fucking judge or whatever. This is bullshit. She knows. That's the thing. The thing is, it would be just as quick as this. Oh, okay, Mrs. Sterling, did you know about the side piece? Yes. Case thrown out. Case thrown out. So, bye. Come on. You're doing this out of petty. And you're wasting my time in my courtroom? Get the fuck out of my courtroom.
And this money ain't even an issue because they're billionaires.
Well, greed. Greed is a motherfucker. I'm just saying. Yeah, that's the thing. She got fucking money coming out of her ass and whatever. This is so stupid. It's not a pettiness. This is all ego and fucking pettiness and all this shit. And another message to this, Mrs. Sterling. You could have left a long time ago if you wanted to, if this really bothered you so much. to his infidelity. Don't tell me you didn't, because then you fucking live our cousin, and we don't play that shit.
Well, guess what? How much you want to bet he's still fucking around?
Of course he is.
Remember, they're still married, and he's still fucking around.
And there's been, I remember seeing other pictures from last
summer.
His new
side piece.
He was with other chicks. Fuck. Give me a break. You know, they're just fucking with her golden goose. That's what the fuck that is. Wait, that could have been mine. That could have been my condo. That could. Oh, I could have had that. That must have been used for me. Yes. That's all that is. So fucking ego and greed. That's all that is. Shit. That's all that is.
Well, I'm going to put something out there. Think about it. And this is for everybody to think about.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they're still married. They showed a quote-unquote united front in court. But how much you want to bet when they got out of court, she hired him a new hooker. And what we really need to do is find the money trying to find out, did she hire Lee Siviano initially? Because I'm sure that it comes a certain point in time, and Donald Sterling don't look like a man who's got a good sex drive. And Shelly Sterling don't either. Neither one of them look like they could keep it going for more than 5 minutes. But all men in general, I'm not going to say old men. Men in general want a beautiful woman on their arm. I'm just going to keep it real.
Damn right.
Men in general want a beautiful woman on their arm. And there comes a point in time when you are a woman, if you truly love your man, you could love each other and still fuck around. And there are a lot of relationships that are like that where they are, you know, where the husband and wife are still together. And they're not open marriages. It's just understood that you are out here doing this, but you never tell me about it. You keep this shit in the closet where it's supposed to be.
Don't bring it
home. And this shit never comes home.
Yeah,
it never comes
home. You're absolutely right. That does happen. You're absolutely right. Absolutely.
You know, so, and it's not that, you know, so what I'm willing to bet is that this is one of those situations where they have a understanding in their marriage. And what it is that he happened to get with a female who, you know, she was okay with the pictures being shown on TV. What she wasn't okay with was that he didn't know how to keep his mouth shut. He didn't know how to get his dick stuck and just shut up. He had to make racial sense, you know, whatever he said, you know, the stuff that he said, ain't no whatever. I just recorded what he said. But he made this, and this woman was smart enough to record it because she saw her golden, you know, she saw it. And at the end of the day, she saw opportunity. She took advantage of it. Opportunists is opportunists. Don't get mad at opportunists. That's how I see it.
Yeah, exactly. See, the way you said it is way, way more intelligent, what I said. I said the street way, you said the college way. No offense. That's not slight. You know what I'm trying to say? You know, I'm just saying. It's just stupid. The taxpayer.
I'm more upset that you didn't know about this, believe it or not. I'm really disappointed in you. I'm very disappointed that you did not know about this.
Well, you know, you have every right to feel disappointed in me. Besides the fact I came 2 minutes late. So,
I'm more disappointed that you didn't know the side piece law. I mean, that's like headline news.
I swear to God, I'm being real. I didn't know about this. I would have blown this shit up on Twitter. I would have fucking, what? This might be my first topic on the show. Actually, this will be, because my first topic on my show tomorrow would have been Aaron Hernandez, but now it's this
Aaron Hernandez.
Yeah, but now it's this to me.
And actually, just so everybody knows, I'm going to tweet it now.
Yeah, please.
Yes, I just tweeted it. So here's the link on my Twitter page. So if you are following me on Twitter, the link is there because I just tweeted it. Retweet as much as you would like.
I will. Don't I always, my dear?
Yes. But I'm just saying, you know. So.
By the way, why don't you say your Twitter handle? I love, you know how I love to do it. Miss Vita Toilet. That's @MSDATOYLADY.
That's MSVDATOYLADY and the same as my Instagram. But so for those of you who have been following me on Twitter, it just got tweeted out. So for all y'all who did not know that Five Piece lost in court, here is the article. It is officially up on my Twitter page. And for the host of this show, I mean, that's something really amazing because you stay up on a lot of this stuff more than I do, so I'm kind of shocked that I knew it before you did.
Well, to give yourself a pat on the back because I didn't know. I really didn't know. To be honest, I didn't see this. Now, you know, about sports, whatever, you know, and they didn't say shit about this. So either they didn't think it was important, but to me it is. I think this is very important because this is bullshit. That's ridiculous.
Well, you know what? Okay, let's keep it real. You know, we consider ourselves road journalists, and for anybody who said that we don't, no, we, as you can see, we stay up on our sports, we stay up on everything else. But I think, and this is me speaking out loud, and I don't give a shit, my personal opinion is that nobody's touching it because it's so, you know, the fair lawsuit. Mm-hmm. How do you bring this story in there? The side piece law? I mean, seriously. Money talks, bullshit walks, and they have enough money to keep this shit quiet. And even though it's in the newspapers, they have enough money where they kept it quiet. And that's all that boils down to.
Mm-hmm.
That's all that boils down to, nothing else, that they paid to make sure that it wasn't out there for people. You know, and it just happened to be the people like me and you happen to see it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I happen to see it, you know. But
you know, because you know what it is, and I'm, this doesn't happen. But, you know, I don't, well, actually, you know what? Ms. V can say whatever she wants right now. I'm honest to a fault. So, ladies and gentlemen, I'm either loved or hated. There's no in-between. There is no in-between. And you know what? That's fine. I accept that. I said that a long time ago. I'm just saying. We're keeping it real.
But I consider us real journalists. And I'm going to be real honest. Oh, I'm being honest. I consider us real journalists, you know. And the way I look at it is that because the ramifications on us are nothing compared to ESPN and CNN and all these other places. So, therefore, I truly believe that it was not spoken on for fear. I'm keeping it real. I think nobody said anything for fear of being sued.
Well, guess what?
Point blank.
Well, guess what? We have no agenda, so we speak our fucking mind, okay? Because we're not scared. We say what we say. And you just
said, everybody knows that's the love of my life. I mean, and for anybody who does not, okay, for those of y'all who are new to the show, as you can tell, as soon as I said the love of my life was in the news, James knew exactly who I was talking about.
Absolutely.
You got to love a man who can get a bitch to look that good, a man who kept his name in the news, even a year later, he's still in the news.
He's a woman.
You know, you gotta love a racist who's open about being a fucking racist, okay? You can't hate him. You gotta love him.
It's funny. I just love the hypocrisy that just oozes out of him when he says these things. Oh, but by the way, I'm seeing a woman that's a half black and or whatever. Like, okay, makes sense. You know what I'm saying? It's just a hypocrisy.
But like I said, you gotta love him. And that's why I call him the love of my life. You know, I have an obsession with this man. I'm too old for him. So I don't have to worry about it. You know, so if anybody who said, well, I'm too old for him. But you know what? He is the love of my life because only he can make news. How long was he in the news last year? And one of the reasons why I loved him, because I think I said that he was going to be in the news every week for so many weeks. And he didn't fail me. He did not fail me.
I mean, he's like Jason Voorhees. Just when you think he's dead, he come back.
Comes back up.
Like Michael Myers, same shit. Freddy Krueger.
He's like Fede's kids. He don't die. He multiplies.
He multiplies. Robin Harris, rest in peace. I love that motherfucker, man.
Yeah.
That was a funny, very funny man. Died too young. Way too young.
So definitely for those of y'all who did not know, and they'll say, was this, first of all, let me put this out there because I'm sure some people will say, well, how did Miss D know this and Jameson knew this and this was all the stuff so they would have something to talk about. Nothing that we do is fucking scripted, okay? We never know what's going to come out of the other one's mouth.
That's true. That's the beauty of it.
So, for anybody who would love to say, oh, this was scripted,
yeah,
it's not scripted. I couldn't script what James just did if I wanted to. That damn out.
Let's put it like this. Ms. V is smiling and proud, what I say. She's saying,
I can script it.
Radio Gold right now. Oh, I love you, James.
I can script that shit if I wanted to.
That's why.
I'm just saying.
One of these at the Dark Radio is because who I am as a person. That's why. It's nothing more than that. And let's keep it real. It's because who I am, Ms. V loves it. We both have the same type of mentality. And that's why we click. And that's why I love her. You know? There's no bullshit.
Thank you. But that was fun. That damn rant was one of the best rants we done had yet. We might have to do that. It's like one of the most favorite shows. Because that's a damn rant, you know.
Hopefully one day I get to meet you. Because, you know, I've always said to you, you know, see what you've done for me. You know that.
I know, but that was I love that rant. You know, just to, you know, this is one of, I know y'all like, really, why is she talking about this rant? You got to realize, this is, I keep saying it, but this is like the comments. I mean, he voices his opinion, but to go on like he just went on.
That really bothered me. No, I've always voiced my opinion. Let's keep it clear. Like you would say, let's keep it clear. I've always voiced my opinion. But this really hit a nerve. It really did. That's why I said to Ms. V earlier, let me get this straight, correct me if I'm wrong. Are you saying what I think you're saying? Once she said yes, oh, it's on. It was on like Donkey Kong, as they say. Oh, my God. Really?
Well, let's talk about some baseball news because I have today's paper in front of me because we all know. The first thing that I'm looking at is, you know, I had to get out about the love of my life.
What's their record right now? I know they have a great start. I like my Yankees, but they have a great start.
You know what? Let's see. Do they have? We were 6-0, but I think that we lost against Pittsburgh. Okay, because we won against Pittsburgh. Let me finish. We won against Pittsburgh yesterday. So we shut them out yesterday, 1-0. I'm trying to pull up the scores, you know. So if anybody who says, okay.
By the way, let me say this. Let me say this. For anybody who doesn't know, yesterday was Jackie Robinson Day. And let me say this. This was a man that did a lot, not just for baseball, but for society. He's one of the greatest figures in history, period. And it's the truth. This Jackie Robinson was for civil rights. He was with Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. during those times in the 60s. This man practically died young because of what he went through. His hair got gray. He died because of all this shit he had to go through. So for that, I say thank you, and I respect the man so much. You know, if it wasn't for him, there wouldn't be no Roberto Clemente. It wouldn't be any of color. So you know what? Thank you, Mr. Jackie Robinson.
Yes, thank you very much. I can't get our current record. I haven't pulled up our current record, but I got to say the Red Wings play tonight at 7:30. First round of the playoffs, they made it literally by the skin of their teeth.
Oh,
and
good. Good.
Yes,
who
they
play
tonight. Okay. Let's see. I just had that up. Who are we playing tonight?
I know real quickly, just locally.
The Lightning.
Go Red Wing. Go Red Wing. And over here, we have the Islanders facing the Washington Capitals. I know Sierra's not going to like that because, you know, she lives in the D.C. area. But the Islanders won the first game. They won like 4-1. And the Rangers start their series tonight against the Penguins. And that's in the Garden, Madison Square Garden, the world's most famous arena. There goes my New Yorker. Let's just keep it real. And I hope the Rangers win. I've never said I'm a big hockey guy. You're way more hockey than me. But, you know, at this time of year, this is why I get into it, because I love playoff hockey. I really do. Now I'll pay attention. But I love playoff hockey.
And this is just a little tidbit. And for all you Red Wings fans, call me and correct me because I don't have the stats in front of me. But my understanding that this is 24 straight years that the Red Wings have made it to the playoffs.
Wow. You're like the same as the sport of hockey.
Okay, here it is. The Red Wings have an admirer in the first round upon its general manager, which makes sense given his ties to Detroit. On the eve of starting a 24th consecutive playoff run, Steve Yzerman spoke of how the Red Wings look to be in good shape to push the historic streak deep into the future. The more imminent, immediate question is, can they push it deeper into the present? And they did a whole article. But this is, I mean, seriously, I don't think no other sports team has that type of record. 24 consecutive times in the playoffs. That means regardless of how bad of a season they've had, they have made it every single fucking year into the playoffs. Football can't say that. Basketball can't say it. I don't think nobody in baseball can say it. I'm just keeping it real.
Well, let's keep it real. Now, you know, my number one sport and team is my Yankees. You know that. That's why I'm called YankeeMan1973. Go on Twitter, at YankeeMan1973. That's at YankeeMan1973. I love what Miss B does. And the Yankees from 95 all the way up until, oh, my God, it was up up to 2008, they were in the playoffs for, 14 straight years. Then they went back, they won the World Series 2009, and they were on for another, 2012. They were in the playoffs for 4 years straight, but then the last 2 years they hadn't. The Braves went on like a 17. They won what the division 14 in a row or some shit like that. The Spurs, who have never won back to back championships, they're in the playoffs almost every year, but no one has come close to the Red Wings. And you know what? You got to give credit where credit is due. And hey, it doesn't matter. Hey. I know it's easy. Well, I shouldn't say it's easy to get in the playoffs, but in the hockey, but it's still an impressive feat. Regardless if you won the division or the President's Trophy for the best record overall or what have you, as long as you get in, that's all that counts. Because guess what? Hockey, anything can happen. If you have a hot goalie and your team's hot, you can win. It's like in baseball. If your team is hot, because the best team is the home. The two sports that the best team never really always wins it when it comes to the playoffs is baseball and hockey.
Football, they don't win either.
Well, you know what? To be fair, lately, football has become like that. Because let's keep it real. My New York Giants, the last two times they won the championship, they were no way in hell favorites to win. Because they were like average in the regular season. They just got hot at the right time. Just like when the Packers won their last two bowls, they got hot at the right time because they were hurt. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, just kudos. But when it comes to baseball and hockey playoffs, anything can happen. You get a hot goalie.
Anything can happen.
That's just true, right? Exactly.
And the Red Wings are pretty good. I'm going to be the first one to say, because I've had some personal stuff going on, I haven't really been watching any of my sports lately. But I will say that, we all know that I am a Red Wings fan. As they say, I'm not just one of those who said, we all know I know hockey. I'm the one who goes to the damn game taking pictures. So, so to be that way, it's like, okay, I got to cheer them on. And it's just really hard with my new work schedule for me to get into a lot of stuff because the games come on when I got to take my ass to bed. Because, up at 3:30 in the morning. So, But I wish them the best tonight. They play against the Lightning. And go Red Wings. And they're selling a lot of octopus here. A lot of octopus.
Octopus. Now, does that series start in Tampa? Did Tampa have a better record than the Red Wings? Or is it starting
in Tampa? Yes, they're playing in they're playing in Tampa. They won't be back here until next Tuesday.
Well, you know me. I love Ms. V. Go Red Wings. Until they face the New York team, hey, I different story. But until then, go Red Wings. Actually, they won't face the New York team unless it's a conference, unless it's a Stanley Cup anyway. So, hey, hope they go to the Stanley Cup finals at least.
So, games one and two will be in Tampa Bay. 3 and 4 will be in Detroit, and 5, 6, and 7 will be determined based on. If they go 7 games, the last game will be played in Detroit. Because 5 and 7 are in Detroit, and game 6 is in Tampa Bay.
Let me, can I ask you something?
Sure.
I'm sorry. Have you ever went to a Red Wing playoff game?
No, I haven't. You know what? Because, okay, here's my dear white people segment.
Oh.
White people are crazy.
Nice. And now it's trickled down to SBV Sports. I love it. The dear white people is like, I love it.
White people are crazy. When it comes down to hockey and white people,
yes,
it's best for me to keep
throwing alcohol in there.
Yes, yes, alcohol is a big problem. So it's best I keep my black ass at home. Because people get real brave when they drink, and it's hockey season, too. You know, it ain't a whole lot of black hockey fans. I'm a hockey fan, let's keep it real. But there are not a lot of us. And, you know, sometimes redneck come out when they be drinking, and alcohol, redneck, hockey game.
I remember last year, it was either last year or the beginning of this past season, you went with your daughter to a Red Wing game.
Yeah.
Remember?
I went in December.
Yeah, that's
remember
what
they won. They played the Dallas Stars and they won.
Yes. Yes. Now, was the crowd were they behaved, or was there a lot of drunk?
They were very well behaved, but just so everybody understands, Joe Louis Arena is really small. I think they only hold like 40,000 people. And there were empty seats. I mean, it wasn't sold out. I mean, but it wasn't empty either. But I really did not realize how small Joe Louis Arena was until I was like, damn, this is really small. Compared to the Palace and every place else, Joe Louis Arena is extremely small, and that's why they're building a new hockey arena, because it is so small. So it was, for me, it was just like, wow, I didn't realize this. You know, one of those, damn, it really is small. Because we went around that circle real quick.
Yeah, wow, so that was December.
Yes.
You know, that's cool. You know, I never went, I think if you don't remember, if I told you this, I never been to a hockey game, but I've always heard it's like the greatest thing. You go there live, you fall in love with the game. That's what I've
You know
heard.
What? It's so much different going live because, you know, as I tell everybody, this was not my first hockey game back in the day when I was in the bar. We used to do the hockey games because we used to take a limo with us and take guys back and forth to the bar. So we had nice tickets, you know, naturally when you are a topless dancer and you could walk up into a Red Wings game with barely anything on and a bikini top, then look, just keeping it real, you know.
Hey, good for you. Yeah.
It's called, you know what, there were some very cold days because we had to wear our jackets. And actually, I was looking, and I can't find my jacket from when I worked in the bar, but I had a jacket that I wore when I, it actually had the bar name on it, even though the bar don't exist anymore. I had the jacket, and we went to the girls who owned jackets, because them jackets cost like $80, but they were jersey jackets, you know, the heavy ones. And it had the name of the bar on the back of it, and we would wear it, and, you know, we would make sure that our jacket was open so that people could see that we had barely anything on. And that's how we got guys to go back to the bar with us, and we got nice tips from the Red Wings games. And we did the same thing at Tiger games also, because the bar worked there was right down the street from both Joe Louis Arena and Tiger Stadium. So, Wow. I've been to a lot of sporting events because of my former profession.
Oh, wow. Hey, that's
courtesy
hey.
Of the bar owners.
Hey, I'm not mad at you. Good for you. That's cool.
Now, a lot of people ask me, how is it that I was always at these sporting events? I'm like, hey, when you're a stripper, some things are pay to be.
Hey. Well.
You know, and I think that that's one thing I never, you know, I've never had any regrets about being a stripper, you know. It helped put my children through school and helped pay for a lot
that's
of my
right.
college. So I'm not going to say I look down on strippers now. I will say that I don't understand. I don't.
Well, the difference,
you know,
is a different era, different time, you know, it's totally different than what it used to be.
Well, I mean, you've always had females who needed this to make a living. Let's get that clear. There are
Absolutely.
Females who do this to make a living and then take care of their family, and this is what they do. But it's more now, it's more females now that are strictly in there for that, which means that the money is tight. You know,
mm-hmm.
I was in there to help pay for college and my children's schooling. And
mm-hmm.
as they say, there's a way to go gracefully. I left gracefully. I didn't wait till I got too old. The people was like, bitch, you fat. Why are you still up in here? You can't do that shit. You know, I left when I was at my prime. And that's why I was able to do other things.
Yeah, you were the Barry Sanders of strippers. You went out when you were your prime.
Yes, I went out when
like
I was
Jim
in my
Brown.
Prime.
Like Jim Brown of the Cleveland Browns went out on top
yes.
when he was still in his prime. Look at you.
And
Hall
I mean,
of Fame ceremony shit was your retirement. You know, whole.
Well, the Baltimore retirement party for me. I mean, that's a big thing when you leave out gracefully. And you're at a bar, that bar takes care of you. And, I mean, I went to that bar for about a month after I retired, like on and off. And to be able to have my own booth and for the DJ to announce that you up in there, and, you know, and for customers to, you know, say, hey, come sit with me, and you're sitting with them as a patron, it's so much different because you're not trying to run back and forth, you know, and nobody's asking you to do a set, and you got people like, hey, what are you doing? And you're like, hey, I'm doing this, I'm doing that. And a lot of people have to remember when I quit stripping, I was still doing bachelor parties. So
oh, wow.
for me to go back up into the bar, I was doing bachelor parties. And this is how I made a lot of my money because when I quit stripping, I'm doing bachelor parties and I'm taking security with me. And bachelor parties pay a lot, you know. I mean, it's quick and easy money because you go in and you're out. And you have the security with you. So I always fought the girls and never took security well. But we can talk about that another day. I'm proud of my Tigers. I'm proud of the Red Wings. You know, I'm happy I got you hyped as hell. Ain't nothing like getting you nice and hyped. I'm gonna have to listen to your show tomorrow. I'm gonna have to listen to your show tomorrow because definitely it's gonna be some shit going on.
Yes, I definitely have to shoot an email to the great Alana Evans, porn star, ABN Hall of Famer this year. She was inducted into the ABN Hall of Fame, and I would definitely shoot another email to let her know about this. And trust me, Alana Evans is not scared to express her thoughts. That's what I love about her, just like you.
But like I said, it's going to be fun because I'm going to have to, you know, I'm going to have to tune in and listen and be like, damn, you know. But like I said.
I thank you.
This is.
Thank you for telling me.
But again, the reason why, you know, I'm going to stand by that it's not being talked about in mainstream media because of the fear of the ramifications. I mean, they might not be in the basketball game no more, but they are billionaires. And I mean.
Mm-hmm.
When you can kill a person's career for saying the wrong thing, and I'm sure a lot of people, just like we have strong opinions also, and I think that it's one of those things that, I know TMZ touched it, but, you know, we were on the air last night, so I didn't get a chance to watch all of it. But the fact that TMZ hit it, that it's in the lawsuit, it's in USA Today, it did get hit, but it did not get hit on the regular TV for that fear. And I mean, I'm going to be honest. This is when I say, you motherfuckers are a bunch of pussies. because this needs to be put out there. You know, but I guess it's one of the, but this is also one of the subjects where you got to have a woman come in, and you, I don't foresee Hannah Storm coming out bitching about this bitch losing. You know, a lot of women are probably happy that this woman lost. I'm not happy that she lost. And again, I'm not condoning being in a side piece, but I just don't condone it. And I think that, you know, you can't sit here and go to the side piece because she sucked the dick good. Let's keep it real. You just can't do it.
Yeah, because, see, that's just a politically correct thing to do. Oh, you know, to Donald Sterling's wife for doing what she did. Give me a break. That's all that is. That's not right. If you really think about it like we do, because we have common sense, and, you know, it's not right. You know what's right and wrong. Now, what happened wasn't right, you know, whatever, but we're going through what's right and wrong as far as the straight up, look, the dude knew what he was doing. He wasn't out of his mind. Now, we all think maybe he has Alzheimer's, but he knew what he was doing. That's the bottom line. No one forced him to fucking give her a condo or money, monetary shit. You know, that's just Donald Sterling's wife being fucking bitter and being...
Okay, let's keep it real. If he did this in 2 weeks, I could see her having a problem. But 2.5 years, come on now. Ain't no bitch that stupid.
That's what I'm saying. The bottom line is she knew. The wife knew.
She knew. We all know she knew. And...
Come on.
You know, our show is actually over, but I'm, you know, I...
Ugh. I'm so angry.
I'm so. You know what? And yes, I am sitting over here grinning ear to ear. I'm loving this shit. I'm loving it. I love this going. Because I can't do it. You're so calm. But getting you going on this one, I'm loving it.
Well,
I'm literally enjoying it.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Hey, I can't wait to your show tomorrow. And if you would have known about this for your podcast, oh, my God.
Yeah, well, I didn't get to do my pop. So, in a way, that's good. But the live show tomorrow, the Benchwarmers live show on Dollhouse Radio, 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, this will be numero uno is the first topic now. It wasn't the Aaron Edis, but this. I have a lot to say, just like I did. So just tune in. And maybe Ms. V call in if she's free. She on a break or something.
I'm going to try.
You know you're always welcome. You know that.
All I can say is that I got to go. And I got to go.
Yeah, I'm a guy. And that's the thing. I'm a guy. That's the thing. I just know what's right and wrong. That's all I'm saying. This is stupid. It's just a dumb lawsuit that should have been just thrown out. That's pretty dumb. I never would have thought.
Well,
that's why I'm tripping. I'm like, what? Get out of here. It's stupid.
You saw the link I posted it on Twitter.
I know. Did they say the judge's name who made this ruling, by the way?
Yes, they did.
Is it a man or a woman?
It's a man.
What's his name? So I can make fun of it then.
I read it in the article. I'm trying to pull back the article.
So, okay.
I got the article.
I'll re-listen to the article you said later.
Well, not. You can read it because remember I tweeted this, so you'll need to read the article because I tweeted the article.
Los Angeles Times. That's right. Okay. Thank you.
Oh, wait a minute. Guess what? Hold up. Let's put the tidbits in there.
Go ahead.
Los Angeles Superior Court, but that's not Supreme Court, so.
Superior.
Maybe that's the Superior Court is trying to put me on the circuit court. You know,
because it's
not the California. It wasn't the California Supreme Court. It was Los Angeles Supreme Court, which is probably fucking damn.
Alrighty.
Okay, here's the judge's name: Judge Richard Fruin Jr. That last name is spelled F-R-U-I-N.
Fruin?
F-R-U-I-N.
F-R-U-I-N.
I said Fruin.
F-R-U-I-N. Well, that's a weird last name.
Yeah.
What the hell? Never heard of that.
Well.
Definitely a white guy.
That's the judge. Yeah. Ain't no black eye.
No. I never heard in my life.
And I don't think he's Latino. I don't think he's Latino.
No. That's definitely not his Hispanic name. No. Definitely not Asian either, by the way.
So
definitely not that.
Or you want to tell everybody goodbye?
Okay. Well, ladies and gentlemen, like I said again, I sincerely apologize for the beginning of the show not being here the first couple of minutes. I had an emergency meeting I had to deal with, you know, radio business stuff. But I apologize. It'll never happen again. Hopefully not. And just tune in next. Miss V Sports with me, James Acevedo, and Miss V the Toy Lady. Another week has come and gone on here on V's After Dark Radio.
Hello. You still there? And he's dropped. But we want to tell you guys, come back on Tuesday for It's All About Sex, Sex, and More Sex. And tune in tomorrow to the Benchwarmers Live on Dollhouse Radio with my host, James Acevedo, and Alana Evans. We will talk to you guys next week. Make sure you follow us on Twitter. Follow me at Miss V the Toy Lady. That's MSVGHTOYLADY. And follow James at YankeeMan1973. That's YANKEEMAN1973. Have a great weekend, everyone.